Nolte, Karma Comes for Racial Demagogue Ralph Kuhnman Northam. By John Nolte on February 4, 2019. Karma has arrived for Governor Ralph the Kuhnman Northam, DVA, and this time karma carries a scythe. Virginia's 2017 gubernatorial campaign was one of the most shameless and shameful on record. At the time, Northam was the state's lieutenant governor running against Republican Ed Gillespie. And in order to win, Northam ruthlessly engaged in the dark art of racial demagoguery. Northam not only smeared Gillespie as a racist, he relentlessly smeared Gillespie's everyday Republican supporters as racist. Throughout the campaign, this was the norm. What's more, although Gillespie and President Trump both immediately condemned the racists who marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, Northam still produced a mailer tying Gillespie to white supremacists. He also refused to denounce, and later listed as an in-kind contribution, this appalling campaign ad. And yet, while Northam was running this disgusting campaign and the media were letting him get away with it, it was Northam engaging in questionable behavior towards black people. It was Northam who removed a black man, then Lieutenant Governor candidate Justin Fairfax, from a pamphlet. It was Northam who refused to shake a black man's hand. By any standard of decency, we already knew Ralph Northam was a villain. But according to the Democrat Party and its media cheerleaders, Northam was a Democrat with a bright future, maybe even a future presidential candidate. And then, the karma train pulled into town. It all started last week when Northam was caught on video admitting to his demonic position on abortion. At long last, Northam confessed his belief that a woman's right to an abortion should not end with the birth of that child. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable, Northam explained in a cold, matter-of-fact way. Then came the kicker: the infant would be resuscitated, if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. In other words, if, after delivering the child, the mother still chose abortion, that child will be left to die. Naturally, the arrogant bastard had no regrets about expressing this monstrous belief, and once again the media sought to protect him, and by extension an abortion movement that is now openly advocating for infanticide. Thankfully, the karma train had one more stop to make. We also learned that Northam had earned the racist nickname Kuhnman in college. At first, on Friday night, Northam admitted that was him in the racist photo. But he didn't want to tell us if he was Mr. Blackface or Mr. KKK. He apologized, groveled, and trotted out the well-worn, "This is not who I am" nonsense. By Saturday, though, Northam called a press conference to announce he had changed his mind about his participation in the racist photo. And it was during this excruciating press conference that the karma train ran over Northam, put it in reverse, ran over him again, put it in drive, ran over him again, and then sat on his face. Northam told the assembled reporters that he has no idea why he was called Kuhnman in college and that it is now his belief he is not in the blackface/KKK photo. His alibi is a real hoot. "My belief that I did not wear that costume or attend that party stems, in part, by my clear memory of other mistakes I made in the same period of my life," he said. "That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume." In other words, Northam knows he wasn't one of the racists in the blackface/KKK photo because, at the time, he was out performing elsewhere in blackface. Karma has now ensured Northam cannot win, that the racial demagogue has no way out. Resign or not, he will always be Governor Blackface, and if that's not sexy enough for you, guess who becomes Virginia's next governor if Northam does end up resigning? Justin Fairfax, the black man Northam didn't want to be seen with on that pamphlet. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.